19 minutes to 7 on WMCA in New York. 19 minutes to 7. The operation on Senator Kennedy is in progress now at Good Samaritan Hospital in Los Angeles with a team of 6 neurosurgeons engaged in the operation. And as Victor J. told you, the time now estimated for the operation is about an hour. The senator has one superficial scalp wound and one very critical wound. A bullet entered his right mastoid bone and has gone to the middle of the skull. That bullet is lodged in his brain, and they'll operate to remove it. The doctors describe his condition as very, very critical. His breathing, however, is good, heart is good, pulse is good. Los Angeles police say that Senator Robert Kennedy was shot early today by a gunman who refuses to identify himself or to make a statement. Police Chief Thomas Redden says, "We don't know who the suspect is. He has made no statement. He's described as a male Caucasian, about 25 years old, 5 feet 5 inches and about 120 pounds, earlier identified as Jesse Greer, but that has never been definitely proven one way or the other." Pope Paul voiced sorrow this morning over the shooting of Senator Robert Kennedy. The spiritual leader of the Roman Catholic Church said he hopes humanity would rid itself of, quote, the methods of violence and crime. City Council Democratic leader David Ross, a personal friend of the Kennedys, commented, "This act must cause every American to pause and reflect on whether the greatest civilization in the history of mankind is indeed spawning the seeds of its own destruction." Civil rights activist James Farmer says, "A terrible contagion of political violence has struck again. Americans somehow must learn that debate should be conducted with words and not bullets." Democratic senatorial candidate Paul O'Dwyer says, "It's the most shocking thing that's happened since the Dallas incident." At Kennedy's New York State headquarters in Manhattan at the Hotel Lancaster, some of his aides and workers were watching television when the senator was shot. Mrs. John Kennedy, wife of the last president, had been there earlier watching returns at the Hotel Lancaster in New York from the California primary. She left about midnight, about 15 minutes before Kennedy was shot. An aide said the headquarters was the scene of shocked disbelief, with some of the young men, young women and men workers weeping as news reports about the shooting came in. We're still waiting for word from the Good Samaritan Hospital in Los Angeles, and until the outcome of the operation is announced, of course, there will probably be no further news from the hospital. It is 16 minutes to 7. The operation is scheduled to take about an hour, and as far as we know, started about 5 or 6 minutes ago. But there is only silence from the Good Samaritan Hospital. 16 minutes to 7. The temperature is 60 degrees. Joe O'Brien on WMCA in New York.